Hi, Rob.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I got kind of a, I guess this is a real estate question. I've got a two-bedroom house with a one-car attached garage, and I'm considering selling my house in the next year to 2 years. And I'm just wondering if it would increase my value enough to make it worth converting that garage over into another room.
I would. Is it a fairly decent sized garage or is it real tiny?
No, it's a decent sized garage.
Okay, if you did convert the garage, where in the world would all of your lawnmowers and all this other stuff go? All that stuff that we all the rest of us put in our garages. Where's that going to go?
Well, I have a two-car garage, detached garage, in the back of the house.
Okay, well, that's important. Okay. What are all the other... I happen to be a real estate broker as well, aside from being a builder. Tell me, in the neighborhood where your house is, are most of the other houses three-bedroom?
It's a two-bedroom with a full basement.
I know yours is. Tell me about the other houses in the neighborhood.
They're all basically three bedrooms or bigger.
Then it would behoove you to convert that room, yes.
Okay.
It would be a smart thing to do, yes.
Yeah, that's what I've been told before, but I wanted to ask somebody, hopefully knows what's going on.
Well, I don't know that I know what's going on, but
I don't mean it that way.
And it wasn't taken that way. No, don't get me wrong, dude. Don't. No, you did not offend me.
Okay.
You got to wake up pretty early in the morning to offend me.
Okay. That's what I really want to know, you know.
Well, I would do it. Go ahead and convert it.
Okay.
You're going to be just fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
all right,
sir.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Ask the Builder here. It's a wonderful to have you on the show, man. Good luck with that conversion. Just make sure you take out a building permit, Rob. Do it the right way, because I'm telling you right now that you don't want to, that job's going to get inspected. There's going to be home inspectors there who represent the buyers, and they're probably going to want to know where's the certificate of occupancy for that. So do it right.